You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Many people will tell you they know what the future is going to bring. There are very few who can confidently say that. Alec Ross might be one of them. He was the senior advisor for innovation at the U.S. State Department under Hillary Clinton. Before that, he worked at nonprofits that spread innovation more broadly throughout the world. And he has a new book out that looks at major trends that he believes will emerge within the next 10 years to profoundly change the way we live. The book is called Industries of the Future. Alec Ross joins me now. Hi, Alec.
Hello.
So I guess let's start at the top. There's a lot in here, but what I really want to know is, why did you write this book?
When I was in college, I needed a job that actually paid money. And in West Virginia, that meant working on a beer truck and working as a midnight janitor. And what I saw working shoulder to shoulder with these men on the midnight shift, mopping up puke after country music concerts, was that they would have once had good union wage jobs in a factory, in a mill, or in a mine. But they'd been displaced by automation and by the last stage of globalization. The next 20 years are going to see a pace of change that only moves faster. And so I care deeply about people in working class communities in middle class America trying to figure out how they can navigate through a time of quick change.
Let's talk about some of this newer technology. You described the codification, not codification, of money and markets and trust. What do you mean when you say that?
Artificial intelligence and robotics are displacing labor that is no longer merely manual and routine. It's increasingly replacing work that is cognitive and non-routine. And so I do think that we're getting to the point now where technology is enabling high-value transactions that previously we thought of as having to require a human, somebody in a coat and tie telling us that something is official.
I don't think anybody would be surprised if you said that big data would have a big role in shaping the future. But talk a little bit about what exactly that role might look like.
He or she who own the data, control the data, or can interpret the data are the folks who are going to have the economic power in the industries of the future. The robots of the cartoons and movies of the 1970s are going to be the reality of the 2020s. And that's in large measure because of cloud robotics. Instead of C-3PO, who would have very powerful hardware and software whirring in that gold-gleaming body of his, the C-3PO of the 2020s will be a networked device who's able to ping a near-infinite store of data in the cloud to be able to inform what he's doing in our world.
So who are some of the winners and losers here? How do you predict the impact of some of these innovations?
You know, I think that it's impossible to predict the future with any sort of omniscience. So I don't know necessarily which parts of the world will rise and which will fall in the next stage of globalization, but I do have a pretty good sense of what attributes they'll have to have in order to succeed.
And can you talk about those? You talk about that a little bit in your sort of geography of markets.
I believe that the economic systems that are most open, that are most accepting of immigration, that are most accepting of minorities of any kind, and do the most to intentionally create space for women in the workplace will be those that compete and succeed in the industries of the future.
Well, so then last question, what does the world look like in 10 years?
I think we are going to live longer, healthier lives of greater abundance, but it's not going to be a better life for everybody. If you look at the 196 country chessboard with more than 7 billion people in it, the next 10 years are going to be really good for a vast majority of those people. But for working class, middle class people in high cost labor markets like the United States and Europe, it's going to be a very difficult time to navigate. And so they're going to have to focus on making sure that they and their kids are adaptable to times of disruptive change.
Alec Ross is the author of Industries of the Future. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Molly.
And speaking of the future, imagine if our next president were to appoint a secretary of the future. Our colleagues on the Marketplace Morning Report are exploring this idea of a cabinet member who would focus on long-term opportunities and threats, all the stuff that doesn't fit into a single election cycle or a federal budget. So what would be job one? America's pension system? Maybe the debt? Check it out and weigh in at Marketplace.org or on Twitter with the hashtag SecretaryFuture.